From the other meetings that I attended, this one was more matured, more organized, very open, and I could read commitment and humility across the room from all the participants, and particularly from the chairperson of the committee. All the major stakeholders, like the economic operators, the religious leaders, they were given the floor about 5 minutes each to give their perspective and to give their evaluation and appreciation of the situation on the ground. And at the end of it all, the Prime Minister of the country, who is the chairperson of that committee, he was very open to listen to suggestions and promised that he was going to do a good follow-up of the suggestions that emerged from the meeting.
Reverend, as we spoke the last time, this is about reconstruction of the region. Is that correct?
The reconstruction is just one little piece on the major national dialogue. Last time that we spoke pointedly and specifically on the presidential plan for reconstruction and development. But the meeting that actually held on Saturday has to do with implementation of the recommendations of the major national dialogue, one of which at the end of the day was the reconstruction piece.
Did anyone from the Ambazonia separatist group attend this meeting?
I did not see anyone coming from the non-state armed groups.
So how do you bring about a success if they were not invited?
As religious leaders, and in my take when I spoke, as well as my other colleagues who spoke, we as religious leaders, we desire to see peace. We desire to see development, and we made it very clear, pointedly clear to the government that it is very important to open up for dialogue with the non-state armed groups, because no matter how we look at it, if there is no sincere and open dialogue with humility, approaching also the non-state armed groups, even in their weakness, approaching them with humility and with openness to dialogue, we would not be able to get the long-lasting peace and the unity that the government is talking about. And as religious leaders, we do not take sides. Or rather, what we do is that we speak the language of truth and call on all warring parties to lay down their arms and go to the negotiation table. We deplore and continue to deplore very seriously the destruction of human life, because human life is sacred and the right to live is a human right. Whether it be the government or it be the non-state armed groups destroying human life created by God, human life belongs to God. We have appealed to their conscience to have respect for the sacredness of human life.
Do you think the Prime Minister who represented the government, was there any acceptance to your approach?
While there was no clean, clear, open declaration that, yes, I am going to do this, or the government is going to do this, there was no open rejection either. On that note, therefore, it is difficult to say. But as I said, we saw, as we have always done, we've always met with him, and we see a lot of humility in him. And we see a lot of yearning and desire for this conflict to come to an end.
Reverend, thank you so much. A pleasure to speak with you.
Thank you very much, sir. You are always welcome anytime.